This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with the continuing ramifications of a weekend report that alleged rampant racial profiling at Logan Airport. Today, Massachusetts Representative Bill Keating, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, called for a congressional investigation into the behavioral profiling program at Logan.
The investigation follows a New York Times report that more than 30 TSA officers are criticizing their coworkers for stopping and questioning mostly Middle Easterners, blacks, and Hispanics. The pioneering program at Logan Airport is supposed to recognize people who are up to no good, potential terrorists, in other words. But one officer calls it a racial profiling program. Joining us now is Eric Lichtblau, who co-reported the story for the New York Times. And Eric, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So these officers have come forward, speaking to both you and to the ACLU in Boston, and have filed internal complaints. What are the officers saying in some detail here?
Well, what they're claiming is that there essentially is a quota system in place at the Transportation Security Administration in Logan that essentially strongly encourages the officers to make a certain number of stops and searches and criminal referrals when they're doing these behavior detection observations, and that in turn has led some of their coworkers, that they identify about two dozen coworkers, to basically take on the what are described as the easy marks, the minorities, Middle Easterners, who they consider, based on sort of racial stereotypes, to be the most likely to have, for instance, an immigration holdout on them, or an outstanding arrest warrant, or perhaps contraband or drugs or other contraband, and that way sort of pad the numbers for criminal referrals.
So remind us how this increased screening process, this behavior detection program, is supposed to work.
Well, the way it works around the country is that pairs of behavior detection officers observe passengers as they're in line, getting ready to go through the security gate, and look for what's considered to be suspicious behavior, someone who's sweating excessively or glancing around in an odd way, or many different mannerisms that they consider telltale signals in some way of someone who, as you said, may be up to no good. Now, this itself is a controversial notion, and there have been reports, including some we cite in our story, that this relies on really dubious science, that there's no real foundation to believe that this could actually identify terrorists. But that said, Boston is the test city for a nationwide expansion of the of this behavioral observation program, and what it would do, what they're already doing at Logan, and what they may do at airports around the country, is to say, not only are we going to observe passengers, but we're also going to question them individually. Each passenger at Logan, in certain terminals, is questioned by an observation officer, saying usually something like, you know, how's your trip? How are you going? Where are you going? Business or pleasure? That sort of thing. And based on the reactions from the passengers, the officers, using specialized training that they've gotten through this program, may pull people out of line for further questioning, for searches, and depending on what they find, even for criminal referrals.
So, and just
beyond just visual observation, it's sort of observation 2.0.
And I think this actually gets to my question, beyond visual observation, because proponents of this kind of method would say that racial profiling should not be a part of it, right?
It's specifically banned under the policy and federal law, for that matter, that nationality, ethnicity, race, religion are not supposed to factor into this. It's supposed to be strictly based on behavior, on how you're acting, and whether or not you're acting suspiciously.
Well, Eric Lichtblau, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
We appreciate
thanks
it.
For having me.
That's Eric Lichtblau. He's a reporter for the New York Times, Washington Bureau. You can find a link to his story on on allegations of racial profiling at Logan Airport at radioboston.org.
Rafi Ron is an aviation security expert who was hired by Massport after 9/11 as a consultant on security at Logan Airport. Before that, he was director of security for Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion International Airport, and he's now the president and CEO of New Age Security Solutions in Virginia. Mr. Ron, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, based on what we've heard and what was reported in the New York Times, I wonder, it seems as if there was a lot of pressure on security screeners from management to increase, as they were saying, the number of referrals that they were handing to state police. I mean, given that, was it not almost inevitable that minority groups or certain passengers would end up being targeted?
Well, I think these are two different subjects, but my view on both of them is that they are negative factors and they are interfering with the security performance. Neither quantity nor targeting minorities is a good idea.
A good idea because it doesn't necessarily lead to results that increase security?
Yes, actually it's more than that, but since I'm here to speak on the professional side rather than the moral or the legal side, I would very strongly state that racial profiling is perhaps a shortcut of the lazy security person who is either unable or have not been trained well enough to implement better criteria in the way he selects the people that he identifies as possibly representing a greater risk. Mm. Race has very little, if at all, to do with it. If we look at the history of attacks against American targets during the last 10 years, you see a vast spectrum of ethnicities, and selecting people by ethnicity is a professional mistake.
Hmm. This is very interesting to me, Mr. Ron, because last year when this program was first announced at Logan Airport, we spoke with Rafi Silla, who's also a security expert, an Israeli security expert, and he said something very similar to what I'm hearing you saying, that the screeners have to be well-trained, well-educated, and quite frankly, constantly tested to be sure that they were effectively screening potential targets here. It sounds like what you're saying is that without those kind of standards, it's inevitable that the system would fail.
Yes, this is 100% correct. This is not as simple as looking over a screen and identifying images. This takes a person to use his intellectual skills, and it requires a much closer supervision.
Mr. Ron, I wonder, you were once the head of security for Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion International Airport, and many people look at Ben-Gurion as the place where security is the most sophisticated and potentially the most effective. I mean, there hasn't been an attack there, a successful one, in what, more than 30 years, right?
Correct.
So I wonder, in my understanding of the complexity of the kinds of security that go on in Ben-Gurion, the behavioral screening is just one part of it, that intelligence is essential to this, plus multiple layers of invisible security while you're in the airport. Are we close to having that at Logan, or do we need to really think in much more complex terms in how we achieve the same level of security in Boston as there is in Tel Aviv?
We are moving in the right direction from the point of view that the statements that are made by TSA, especially by the administrator, John Pistole, during the last couple of years, have indicated that he is shifting towards what we call a risk management or a risk-based approach to airport security. And these are good news because until a couple of years ago, we were using a one-size-fits-all solution that didn't seem to be working very well. The idea that different people represent different level of risk and that the level of scrutiny at the airport has to relate to the level of risk is an excellent idea. And this is the key to the success of the Israeli solution for years. And I certainly hope that those latest reports from Logan will act as a warning as to what course we should avoid.
On that note, the program at Logan Airport was at one time touted as a model for other airports across the country. Given what may have allegedly happened here in Boston, would you still recommend to other airports that they use behavioral profiling as part of their security arsenal going forward?
Yeah, the answer is clearly yes, because the alternative really leaves us at a disadvantage. And without it, the probability of failure increases. And I say that because I was among the creators of the original program at Logan Airport. But at the same time, I would say the whole element of discrimination should be removed completely from the technique. Otherwise, not only that the technique becomes illegal, but it becomes less, if not ineffective, altogether.
Rafi Ran is an aviation security expert, formerly the director of security at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport, and now the president of New Age Security Solutions in Virginia. Mr. Ran, thank you so much for your time today.
You're most welcome.